Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The coronavirus pandemic is setting new highs in Park County and the state of Wyoming. ICUs across the state filling with patients. Between Park County's two main hospitals, Cody Regional Health and Powell Valley Healthcare, there are now 15 patients currently in ICU. That leaves just three open beds in Cody and none in Powell. Overall, there are currently 200 Wyoming residents in the hospital suffering from the virus. As statewide mandates for stricter pandemic protocols are rolled out in an effort to keep our hospital system from being overwhelmed, Park County Health Officer Aaron Billen has announced a seventh death here in Park County of an older adult who had been hospitalized. Reactions to the new restrictions, including limiting public gatherings, closing bars and restaurants by 10 p.m., and face masks required in public, have been met with mixed results. Some saying the stricter rules should have been implemented earlier, others saying such a mandate infringes on their personal liberties. Every member of Wyoming's congressional delegation, Senators Barrasso and Enzi, and Representative Cheney, have released a joint statement in support of Governor Gordon's latest move in the battle against the virus, saying the new orders reflect the seriousness of the pandemic. Some in law enforcement and the justice system have gone on record saying the new mandates are unenforceable. A popular restaurant in downtown Thermopolis was declared a total loss after fire ripped through the building Monday night. Las Fuentes Mexican restaurant was closed when the fire broke out. It was reported by employees of a nearby business, and by the time firefighters were able to respond, the historic building on Arapahoe was totally involved. There were no injuries reported, and damage seems to be limited to just the restaurant. No other businesses on the block were affected. An investigation into the cause of the fire is now underway.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride, and please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Authorities suspect a drug money dispute led to a kidnapping that culminated in an August police shooting where one person died and a second was injured in an affidavit filed by Natrona County Sheriff's investigators. Robert Land was killed by police August 7th after shooting at officers inside his South Casper apartment. They were responding to a report of a woman being held against her will at gunpoint. At a press conference Friday, Sheriff Sergeant Taylor Courtney identified two more individuals they believe were involved in the kidnapping, Darren Monroe and Kayla Wallets. Monroe has been in custody at the Natrona County Detention Center since his arrest in August. He's also been charged with planning to deliver drugs and attempting to interfere with police operations. On Tuesday, he made his initial appearance in Natrona County Circuit Court, where he was charged with aggravated kidnapping and robbery. A judge set a $50,000 cash-only bond, with the court citing the seriousness of the incident, particularly Land's death. Wallets faces the same charges and was arrested on a warrant Monday in Sheridan. Aggravating kidnap carries a sentence of 20 years to life behind bars. Court documents state that the victim in the case was given a small amount of meth to sell, and when she did not return with the money, the kidnapping plot was hatched. Finally, some good news that should help you sleep better at night, especially when it comes to your finances. The Cowboy State has landed at the bottom of a national ranking, but for a good reason.
Wyoming is the least most vulnerable state when it comes to theft and identity fraud. The website Wallet Hub recently compiled a study listing the most and least vulnerable states for online theft and identity fraud. Overall, Wyoming has excellent scores. We had the third least identity theft complaints per capita, and we were in a five-way tie for 45th lowest average loss amount due to fraud. The worst states for these crimes? Florida, South Carolina, and Delaware. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.